It's Full Metal Jacket. Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show with us this week. How you doing, Matt?
Very good. So good to hear from you again.
It's great to hear your voice. We're here to talk about Trivium's 10th album in the Court of the Dragon. And Matt, due to the pandemic, there wasn't a tour looming over the making of the new album. What changed about the process without time constraints?
What's pretty crazy is that we released two records in the span of the last weirdest time that I've ever seen in my lifetime. For the first lockdown, we were approached with, hey, you guys have this record done, the world doesn't know about it yet, we should delay it. And we said, we don't want to delay it. The label was like, well, we're not going to sell records. We said, we don't care about sales. All we want to do is get this album out, give people something to enjoy, give people something to have a release with, enjoy something for a minute. So we put out What the Dead Men Say. We had that out. We weren't able to tour on it. We weren't able to sell CDs as it was being quoted. But what we said to ourselves was like, we need to keep an eye and let's keep being forward thinking about this. Let's not stop moving. So then we had at the time the most successful paid for metal streams with Lighter Distant Mirror. We had two incredible free ones on Twitch as well. We spoke amongst ourselves and we said, what's the next thing? Like who knows how much longer till we can't tour? So we decided we all need to live in the same place. Paula moved down from Illinois. Alex moved in from California. We all got places 10 minutes from each other, so we're able to see each other, be around each other, be creative when we need to be and when we want to be. After Lighter Distant Mirror, we were able to invest in ourselves a little bit. So we bought an airplane hangar, converted it into a studio / live stream room / production place, anything we'd ever needed, mixed media facility headquarters. In the interim, while we were getting the hangar, while we were talking about all this, we said, let's get in the room together and see what we can come up with. Trivium does best when it's just the four of us just creating the kind of music that we want to hear for ourselves when we're together. I know that there are some bands that do better writing in the studio, some bands that write with some people, write with some writers, but for us it's always been about we need to write the kind of music that the four of us want to hear for ourselves. We don't think are our fans going to like it. We don't think are people going to dislike this. It's just a matter of making what we want to make. So yeah, there were no rules, and the last three records, in fact, we have made completely without constraints in the sense that we haven't told anybody we're making anything. Sin in the Sentence, Dead Men, and Dragon, we never told people we were in the studio. We never told people we were writing. I was still keeping my normal stream schedule in the mornings, going to the studio during the afternoon, coming home, getting the kids ready for bed, doing everything alongside doing an album at the same time to keep that mystery up. So then when we have everything ready to go, we can just announce it very tastefully with very curated pieces versus just the standard social media team.
Matt Hafey of Trivium with us. Their new record, In the Court of the Dragon, comes out October 8th. Here's a tune from it, Feast of Fire. Full Metal Jacket. Matt Hafey of Trivium is my guest on the show this week. And Matt, you were just talking about this. Last year, you bought an airplane hangar to be converted into a comprehensive band facility. How do you anticipate such a resource will affect the business and creativity of being Trivium?
That's amazing. We've already seen it not fully pay for itself yet, but in the sense that we've done a music video there. We did a mini live DVD shoot there, a live stream / live DVD shoot there. We've done several photo shoots for magazine covers, for our promo photo shoots. I've been able to do endorsement shots there. So all the little things, we would have had to locate a facility, pay day rates, manufacture space. This thing is everything we'd ever need. And what we're starting to find out now is, I'm an avid Twitch streamer. I've helped bring a lot of musicians over to the platform, and a lot more musicians are streaming. We've heard from my music rep over there, who was actually, coincidentally, he was one of our team members from Roadrunner Records, from In Waves through What the Dead Men Say. He's now at Twitch. He said that people are looking at our hangar already as like the quote digital Red Rocks, or like the digital CBGBs. And other bands want to start playing there. So that's something we could start expanding to in the future, is like allowing bands to do their music videos there, their live streams there, whatever they want to do there. To be able to do your records outside of a studio that you'd be paying for the fees of the gear and all that stuff is going to be pretty amazing too. Because like upstairs, we've got a room that will be converted into a tracking room. We've got the jam room, a living room, bathroom, that's all upstairs. Downstairs is storage, kitchen, guitar workstation, drum workstation. There's a bedroom and a shower and a bathroom down there. And then we have the giant hangar itself, which can be absolutely anything anyone would need. So we've already seen it. It's just us not having to rent things, us not having to rent a practice place, a production place for tour. I mean, that's something we'd have to do. We'd have to rent something down at Chapman Leonard, which was a really cool place. That's where we shot the Chapman, everyone calls the legendary Chapman Trivium Live thing. we'd have to rent down there, where instead now we could just do this stuff here. And I believe that it will soon pay for itself with the more and more content that we make.
Matt Hafey of Trivium with us. He's out on the metal tour of the year. And Trivium has a new record coming out October 8th called In the Court of the Dragon. Still to come, music from Metallica, Dio, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Up next, though, music from Megadeth. Plus, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show with us. We're talking about the band's new record, In the Court of the Dragon. And the song was initially influenced by a short story. What aspects of film, literature, and art typically create connections to your music sensibility?
It was really on the In Waves record that I met, who became a good close friend of mine, John Paul Douglas. He's done several Trivium videos, several Trivium DVDs, documentaries. He's been one of our closest friends. He and my wife are very from a different world than I'm from. They're both visual artists, and they've both been able to really show me a whole different slew of things to be inspired from. And John Paul Douglas got all of us to be inspired by filmmakers, ones like David Lynch and Paul Thomas Anderson and Lars von Trier, and to think outside the box. My wife is the one that got me into the first classical art, but also modern art, being inspired by things that I can't make. Like, one of my favorite things to be inspired by is visual art, because I'm incapable of creating it, so I feel like I get this different inspiration from that. With this song itself, Paulo had found that initial short story and realized that that was a short story that inspired H.P. Lovecraft. It inspired a lot of different things. And when I started writing the lyrics to that song, I initially was writing it about Thor fighting Jormungandr in the old Norse mythologies. And when we were talking about these two things together, it was Paulo that said, let's create our own mythology. Let's allow ourselves to be inspired by the things we've been before, whether it be Greek mythology or Japanese history like myself has been, or the Yellow King like Paulo was, and create our own stories of our own things versus having any retellings, versus retelling mythologies, versus retelling historical stories. But let's create our own stories within these songs. So it's been this really interesting, fun journey to see the things transform. In the Court of the Dragon, the chorus line itself, when we were jamming in the room together with just the four of us, the very first words I sang were the words that ended up becoming the final chorus line. Same thing with Feast of Fire. That was the final song we wrote. We wrote it very quickly, out of pulling a couple riffs out of a crazy Corey thrash metal song. And when we hit that first open chord in the verse, the very first words I improvisationally sung were Sunlight Falters. The second verse was exactly written the first time we ever played and hit that open chord. I love that so much. And I feel like we're a very prepared band. We rehearse a lot. We practice a lot. I think to the point that it wouldn't be fun for other people, but for some reason it just is for us. But with being that prepared, when we walk into the room, we write very improvisationally. But because we're so tight, the music doesn't sound like a jam rock band. It sounds very, very prepared, very tight, very mechanical, even though it's created in this loose, organic, improvisational structure. And I do believe that with the four of us being such students of where we come from, we know our genre in and out. I feel as good as the best people in the world may know it. We're so inspired by the things that we love. We love every subgenre of metal. We get every subgenre of metal. We understand it all. It's in our DNA. And when we write, it's such an easy process. For if I play a riff, I don't know where it should go. I don't even have to say, where should this go? Paulo and Corey will help me finish the sentence, and Alex will know exactly what kind of drum beat it should be. I think that's just from the amount of years we've all put into our instruments, the amount of songs we've written, the amount of times we've played, the amount of times we've performed. It's become this really effortless, living, breathing mechanism.
Matt from Trivium with us. He's out on the metal tour of the year with Megadeth, Lamb of God, and Hatebreed. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Dio, Death. We'll check out the new tune from Exodus and more with Matt Hafey. It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Hafey of Trivium is my guest on the show this week. We're talking about Trivium's 10th album, In the Court of the Dragon. And Matt, let's talk about your cover of Richard Marx's Right Here Waiting. It actually featured Richard himself. Growing up, what made you start to like and value music that wasn't metal?
I feel like in life you have to try everything. You have to try. I feel like an open-mindedness to food leads to an open-mindedness to everything in life. And I've always, from a very early age when I realized that I was eating something different because I'm Japanese. I wasn't aware. I remember the first conversation I ever had in school. Everyone was talking about, hey, what'd you have for breakfast today? I was asked first. I said, ah, salmon and rice, like you guys, right? Everyone was like, wait, what? They're like, we had cereal. What the hell? Why would you have salmon and rice? And I realized at that moment, all right, maybe we're all a little bit different from where we are, but we're semi-similar as well. So with that open-mindedness, I've always been into everything. I mean, Right Here Waiting was always on the radio when I was a kid. I just thought it was an incredible song, incredible songwriter, incredible piece. Flash forward many, many years ahead and many, many years later, someone sends me a picture of a Richard Marx documentary. Someone in the background like, hey, that person's wearing a Trivium shirt in this documentary. I'm pretty sure that's Richard's son. Ended up being Richard's son. I reached out to Richard on socials like, hey, I noticed you've got a family member who's a Trivium fan. Anytime they ever want to come out to a show, they're more than welcome. Son and a bunch of his friends came out to our LA show, got him tickets to pass, got to meet them, stay in touch. Richard and I have been friends on socials for a long time. And one day in his comment section, I decided to just drop a comment in there. Hey, what are we doing to collab? And he texted me back. He said, let's do it. You've got my number. And so then the very first thing I sent Richard back was a metal version of Right Here Waiting. I was like, hey, what do you think about this? And I wasn't sure what to think because I put blast beats and screaming and heavy down-tuned seven-string guitar, and he loved it. He tracked vocals to it, and I remember him sending his vocal tracks in. And just hearing him sing that in a group, like a super aggressive, raspy metal version of Richard Marx, I was just so blown away. I've always thought he's just such a great person, and that's what life is all about, like trying everything and realizing that even though we play different styles of music, we all love the same things. And this year alone, I've been able to, I did a collab with Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, that he transformed this really intense, super heavy death metal and power metal piece I did. Did something completely electronic and interesting. Did a piece with Richard Marx, obviously. I covered a massive K-pop song and sang it and screamed it entirely in Korean. I can't sing or scream Korean, but I did it. I rapped in Korean on the song. Just, it's been about doing anything and everything that sounds fun. And I've really, really enjoyed that. And Richard is just an amazing person, unbelievably talented, and the version is perfect.
You can check that out online now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Hafey of Trivium with us. Quick break. Up next, though, we're going to check out a new tune from Exodus and their Persona Non Grata record, which comes out in November. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Matt from Trivium. It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Hafey of Trivium is my guest on the show this week. And Matt, you've got this tour, of course, Megadeth, Lamb of God, and Hatebreed, and Trivium. Now going on the road, what will be different behind the scenes that most people might not be aware of?
I'm trying to think. I mean, for us, we've been preparing for the ability to go back on tour since the last time we stopped. I have not played shows since I was 13 years old. I mean, it's the longest I've gone without playing a show in front of human beings in the same room since I was 13. And we have been practicing so damn much. I mean, everyone always knows, like, all right, Matt streams on Twitch. I think maybe not necessarily everybody understands what it is. They think it's more like video game platform. But for me, 75 to 90% of the time on my channel, it's me playing Trivium songs by request to Trivium fans. And that's the same for the rest of the guys in the band. So we're all so individually rehearsed, and we're so rehearsed as a band as well that I feel like it's going to be as if we never took any time off at all. I think that, you know, maybe a lot of bands are going to feel like they've got some rust to shake off. And we've been there before, like before we were this rehearsed, before we used to practice all this time, or practice this much. You know, usually the first week or so, you've got kind of sore neck, really filling the songs out a little bit more, fleshing out we're going to do live. But we've been gearing up and practicing for this moment for the last year and a half. So it's going to be, I mean, business as usual for us, and I think we're going to finally be able to give people the relief they've been needing for the last year and a half, 2 years.
Pick up the new Trivium record, In the Court of the Dragon. Matt Hafey of Trivium with us. Matt, good luck with the tour record and all things to come, and it's great to catch up with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. Thanks for everything.
And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.